Niemann Hao. Ping An. Get my little bit of Chinese out there. It's wonderful to be gathered with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray and then read our main passage together in English. Father, thank you so much. As we're gathered here together, we just wouldn't have the joy that we have if it wasn't for you touching our hearts. We know that whatever situation we're in, you can bring joy to us. So we submit ourselves to you, to your word, to all that you have to say to us today through your Holy Spirit. We ask you to teach us from your word by your Holy Spirit, and that we would open our eyes and our hearts to hear from you. We say this in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Peter 2:18-25. You who are slaves must submit to your masters with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they are cruel. For God is pleased when, conscious of His will, you patiently endure unjust treatment. Of course, you get no credit for being patient if you are beaten for doing wrong. But if you suffer for doing good and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. He is your example, for God called you to do good even if it means suffering, just as Jesus Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in His steps. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when He was insulted, nor threaten revenge when He suffered. He left His case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross, so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds you are healed. Once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, earlier we just read.
That's fine.
So we skip. 因为我们刚刚读过了，所以我们就跳过了。
Okay. Some of you may be thinking, are you sure you want to be preaching on this subject? Yes. And let me tell you why in just a few words.
在你们当中的有些人也许会这么认为，麦克牧师，你今天真的要来讲这个主题吗？是的，让我来用简短的几句话来告诉你们为什么。There
are many things in life that can be difficult, even when we desire to follow God's instructions in our life. At times, we might even want to say to God, your instructions don't really make sense in this world today.
在我们的生命中有很多事情，很多困难的时候，即使当我们想要完全的在我们的生命中来跟随这个神的这个引导，仍然是很困难的。 有时候呢，我们甚至会向神讲说，神，你的话真的是在今天这个时代，真的是还是很有道理的吗？
I suppose that's why some, not you, even think we should rewrite the Bible for our current times. Of course, those that say that seem to be the ones that don't really read the Bible, but just want to look for ways to modify it, to change it.
我想有些人呢，当然不是指在座的这个弟兄姐妹朋友们，不是你们，但是呢，有些人呢会认为我们 在目前这个世代里面，我们是不是要重新把圣经来重新来编写呢？当然对这些说这些话的人呢，事实上他们并不懂神，并没有真正完全读懂神的话语，他们只不过想要做一些修改。
They're quick to claim that a biblical worldview is out of step with a secular worldview. They would call it a world-driven or realistic view rather than a God-driven view.
在今天这个世俗的这个世界观里头呢，这么快的就说法呢，那讲说这个圣经里的这个世界观呢，已经早已不合时宜了。他们想要做的就是用一个世界的这个观来做一个导向，或者呢用实际的这个观念呢来修改，而不是按照上帝的这个所引导的这个观念。
They're kind of quick to claim that that this is especially true in America with the view of slavery or servanthood. When that subject comes up in the Bible, it's largely written off as a stain on the pages.
特别是今天在这个美国现实这个时代，我们对这个奴隶或者仆人的这个观感，当这个题目出现在这个在圣经里面这个题目出现的时候呢，我们常常会认为这是圣经里头的污点。
Now this is from Peter, but often Paul speaking on this is disputed as an apostle when he talked about slavery, but he's misunderstood as it says in 1 Corinthians 7:21 through 23.
保罗常常呢保罗是一个受争议的这个常常受争议的这个使徒呢，特别是当他讲到这个奴隶的时候呢，常常被误导被误会就像在哥林多前书7:21-23这里所说的。
So this is Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians 7:21-23. Are you a slave? Don't let that worry you. But if you get a chance to be free, take it. And remember, if you were a slave when the Lord called you, you are now free in the Lord. And if you were free when the Lord calls you, you are now a slave of Christ. God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world.
在哥林多前书7:21-23这么说道，你是做奴隶蒙召的吗？不要因此忧虑，若能以自由，就求自由更好。因为做奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人了。做自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。
You could say there aren't many situations more wrong in our minds than the ideal of slavery in our culture, especially in the early days of America when people were bought and sold as property to be quite often terribly mistreated.
在今天这个时代里面，有时候我们对这个我们心中所认定的这个奴隶的这个观念呢，常常甚至更比这个世俗的这个文化还更不好。特别呢是在早期的美国，当人们说到这个奴隶呢，他们是可以当作财产来做自由买卖，而且经常这些奴隶们呢会受到这个虐待的。
While that is certainly true, there is one situation far more wrong than that of slavery, and that is when we don't submit to the authority of our Creator God.
当然这些是 当这些事情是真实的时候呢，那仍然我们在有些情况之下呢我们对这个奴役的这个观念呢是错到极点，特别是在当我们不把当我们自己不顺服在这个创造主面前创造的上帝面的权威之下的时候呢，那更是错。
In one sense, submitting is a hard issue for mankind, even more so if it's an authority that we see as unjust and perhaps sometimes even cruel.
在一种情况之下呢，顺服常常是人类非常困难做到的一点，特别是当我们所谓的这个权威呢是不公平或者甚至是邪恶的时候。
Now that's one reason I chose this passage as a topic for today. There may be times in the not so distant future when our true values and beliefs are challenged by what is called cultural Christianity.
这就是为什么我特别今天呢选择这个题目的原因。在不久的这个将来呢，很可能这个我们所信仰的真正的这个价值和真正的这个信仰呢，会被所谓的文化的这个基督教来受到他们的挑战的。
Let me just define the term cultural Christianity. It's when culture or the world has more effect on the church than the church has on the world.
当我们说今天的这个世代呢，或者这个文化呢，它的影响力远超过于这个教会的影响力的时候呢，那先让我来对这个文化的这个基督教做一个定义吧。就是当这个文化或者这个世代呢它的影响力呢超过了教会对这个世界的这个影响力的时候而言的。
So the main point of our passage today is clear and simple.There are logical instructions from Peter in this first letter from him. Those that are servants or slaves are to submit themselves to their masters.
今天所要讲的这个信息呢，是他的主要的观点呢，是很显而易见，而且是很简单的。这是彼得在他的第一封书信里头，他所给的一个指导，这些呢通常是讲说，当这个奴隶呢要去顺服他们的主人的事情。
Now I'm using the New Living translations today, but you will notice if you're looking at different Bibles that some translations use the term servants rather than slave, but really both apply.
你也许你已经注意到，我今天我引用不同的，我引用的是这个New Living Translation 这个圣经的这个翻译本，所以呢，他讲到这个奴隶和这个仆人，事实上他们经常都是可以互通的。
Of course, we have to consider the time and history involved with this letter from Peter, and the context around it.Still, the key point is really the same for us today.
当然，我们必须要从这个保罗写书信的这个那时候的这个时代和这个历史来探讨，和这个前后文也来探讨这个观念。但是经常呢，这些观念和我们今天仍然是相通的。
Peter's writing to dispersed people in a region of what is now Turkey, and where there are Messianic Jews, the Jews that believe Jesus is the Messiah, and new Gentile Christians that are living largely under persecution for their faith.
彼得呢， 他的书信特别是写带给分散在今天土耳其一带的这些信徒的这个书信，那这些信徒们呢包括了这个信仰弥赛亚的犹太人和这个新外邦人的这个基督徒，他们在那个时代呢都因着他们的信仰而受到非常大的迫害。
Interestingly, the same persecution could be much the same under Turkey's government today as if you were living there. That country has gone through serious changes from strongly Muslim control to permissive policy of other religions and now back to this Muslim rule.
有趣的是相同的迫害呢在同样发生在今天土耳其的这个政府统治下的这个环境里头。土耳其这个国家呢他们曾经经历过非常强烈像这个穆斯林教派他们所管制的那样子，和一直到任由这个其他的宗教自由发展，一直到现在又回归到像穆斯林一样控制的这个强烈控制的环境。
So this passage is part of a larger ideal of submission to authority, which most of mankind does not like to recognize.
今天的讲章呢主要是讲到说顺服于当权者这一点观念呢是现在人很难去了解的。
In many cases, even Christians were tempted to revert back to our sinful, rebellious ways rather than our calling to a new life as servants of God.
在很多的时候呢纵使我们身为这个基督徒呢我们仍然倾向于我们罪的这个罪的这个老我呢的方式呢来反叛这些当权者，远超过于我们自己在这个上帝面前呢，我们把自己顺服在上帝面前作为他的仆人。
This passage then and now is about who we are now in Christ, as Peter reminded them in 1 Peter 2:9 and 10.
这段的这个讲章呢乃是讲到我们现在呢在基督里我们是新造的人，就像彼得他在彼得前书二章九到十节这边再次的提醒我们。
1 Peter 2:9-10. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy.
彼得前书二章九到十节这么说道：唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
This often is where we need to be reminded of who we are, especially when we face difficult times of pressure from the world.
经常呢我们需要被提醒，我们特别是当我们在遇到这个从世界而来的困难时期的这个压力的时候呢，那我们更要 不断的来提醒我们自己。
We don't want to think of this only applies to slavery because the before and after of these verses 8 through 25 are about governments and even extend into marriage relationships.
我们不要单单认为这只是关于这个奴隶而已，但是当我们看到这个彼得前书一章18到25节前后上下文的时候呢，那我们会知道不仅仅这所讲的这个观念呢，可以引申到政府，甚至引申到我们家庭婚姻的关系。
Here's the how-to when it comes to the ideal of serving under household masters back then to our times of demanding employers now.
这就是为什么这个同样的这个观念呢，在那个时候是讲到说我们是这个奴隶呢，是在这个家庭主人的这个掌管之下，而到现在呢，那引申到这个我们为人工作的那个雇主上面。
Let's see if we do this now. We do it in all respect with their reverence to their persons and strict regard to their commands. It's a matter of diligence in our duties, carefulness of offending them.
我们按照他们的这个话去做呢，用一种恐惧这个战惊的这个心去看待他们的这个命令的时候呢，就好像我们今天当我们在我们的这个职位上呢，我们勤勉的工作，而且避免能够做出违反这个我们公司上司的这个公司的这个事情。
Secondly, and more importantly, perhaps, it's not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they are unreasonable and cruel. Again, even today, this can be true in a number of countries around the world where people are essentially slaves.
接下来呢，这并不仅仅当我们当我们的这个主人或雇主呢，他们是非常仁慈，而且非常合理。纵使当他们是不合理，甚至是残暴的时候呢，那我们一样是要听从的。那在这里呢，我们今天，甚至今天呢，我在这个世上呢，仍然有一些国家呢，他们是对待人民就像奴隶一样的。
Can I add something? In case you haven't recognized it, I'm talking about a biblical worldview, not just an America view. Okay, how we look at the world.
这就是我们看待这个世界观，而不单单是看在美国这里，美国这个地方所发生的事情而已。所以这是一个用世界观来看待这些事情。
So again, many parts of the world, their masters can be very hard to please, and they who exact more labor than is justified. In Peter's time, it would have been those that not only give hard words, but even hard blows.
他们的主人呢，是很有时候是非常难去取悦他们的。那甚至呢，这些他们的这个给他们的这个劳工呢，甚至都是不公平的。在彼得的时代呢，特别不仅仅是对那些给予这些权利的人，甚至有时候呢，他们常常对劳工呢是非常暴力的。
Those poor slaves would have been without sufficient food from their masters and kept back from ever moving up because of the value of their labors.
这些可怜的奴隶们呢，他们常常没有足够的这个食物， 甚至呢他们常常都因着他们是劳工的，被看作是劳工的这个利益价值而已。
Quite often then, and it could be even now with some employers, this was largely because of their faith in Jesus.
经常呢，就纵使是在现代这个时候呢，有时候也发生在某些的这个雇主身上。这常常呢，是因为他们不信主的，不相信主耶稣的这个关系。
Now, when I was growing up, and my father told me to do something, and I asked why, he very sternly said, because I said so. Now, God's much more gracious than that, and even though he doesn't always give us immediate answers.
我记得当我还在成长的这个过程当中呢，我父亲常常告诉我去做某些事情，当我回应为什么的时候呢，他经常都会非常严厉的讲，因为我说了才算数的。上帝呢，远比这样子还更有恩典呢。虽然他并不是马上就会回应我的这个祈求。
As we may ask, why should I submit to authorities? Speaking through Peter in this case, he gives three good reasons, and let's consider those more.
也许我们会问到，为什么我们要顺服这个权威呢？彼得在这里呢，他引用了三个非常好的理由，可以让我们来思想。
The first reason, this reason is good enough without even looking further. It is pleasing to God and it glorifies Him, as verses 19 and 20 say. This is pleasing with God when we patiently endure.
第一个理由呢，这个理由已经足够到让我们不需要再看其他的理由了。这个理由也就是当我们顺服权威的时候呢，这是上帝所喜悦而且是荣耀他的一件事情。就像在19到20节说到呢，讨神的这个喜悦呢，当我们能够耐心的来忍受苦楚的时候呢，这是讨神喜悦的。
In many ways, this is giving grace to others because grace was given to you, to me. Remember, grace is undeserved favor. So it doesn't mean you only give it to those who deserve it in your experience or opinion.
很多方面来讲呢，这意味着你得着恩典你也给他人这个你所领受的这个恩典。我们要记得恩典指的是我们不该得的这个恩惠，所以不是那些从你经历当中所配得的你才给他们恩典。
If you wanted to apply this idea more widely, you could say we may be even called to endure occasions of grieving us with severe words, bitter commands of others, while doing it with patience.
或者我们可以把更广义的来说呢，让我们忍受呢，使我们有一些痛苦的这个环境呢，我们可以更就是把这个更扩大的来说呢，当我们忍受这些悲伤的环境的时候呢，Just give me a minute.
Okay, no problem. Yeah.
或者更广义的来你也可以这么说啊，这是让我们忍受那些使我们有痛苦的一些环境的啊，他们也可以是一些恶言恶语或者是很严重的话。
So let me just add, so it's not just on the job, it's when other people may be speaking badly of us, really, you know, hurting us.
不仅仅是啊，我们的工作上面，甚至也可以应用在那些啊，对，在我们的生活环境里面啊，严重伤害我们的情况也可以应用的。
So we don't do this, we do this actually without complaining and consider, because we consider it to be the will of God. Once you were not capable of living a life pleasing to God, but now you have that capability.
我们这么做呢，没有抱怨，也而且呢，认为把它当作是我们在行上帝的这个旨意来做的时候，一旦我们这么去做了，那你会发现原来很多做不到的这个做不到的这个过去做不到的现在呢也因着这个神在我们的生命当中呢，我们也可以做得到了。
It doesn't please God to go on living the same worldly life for the same worldly reasons.As before you had new life in Christ. Doing good even when suffering unjustly is graciously and does please God.
活在这个世界的这个生命里头呢，如果我们还是活着像一我们还不认识神之前一样活着做同样的事情的时候呢，这是上帝所不喜悦的一件事情。
So many of the slaves and servants in this region of exiles were under cruel masters, which gave them the opportunity to show their graciousness under those conditions as their Savior Jesus did, as he was mistreated so unjustly.
很多这些住在那些被放逐的地区的这个奴隶或者仆人们呢，他们经常受到他们残暴主人的这个虐待，他们呢这些，但是呢，这也正是他们给予一个机会，能够表现出像他们救主耶稣基督一样。被受到不平等待遇的时候所给予他们的这些恩宠和这个荣耀。
So this brings us to the second reason. We are called to follow the example of Jesus. He is the example and we should follow in his footsteps.
我们被呼召来跟随的这个来学习这个主耶稣的这个例子来做呢，它是一个非常好的一个例子呢，我们应该都要来跟随。
Christ is example to his people, that's us, in the exercise of grace, faith, love, meekness, humility, and servanthood.As we see in Matthew 20:26-28.
基督呢是一个绝好的例子对他的子民让借着这个恩典、信实、爱、温柔和谦卑来学习他的一个绝好的一个例子，就像马太福音20:26-28这么说道。
This is a verse I added, so you probably don't have it.
Yes, you have.
Matthew 20:26-28. But among you it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be the first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many.
马太福音二十章二十六到二十八节这么说道，只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间有谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Likewise, in his suffering, there was the resignation to the will of God, as in Matthew 26:39.
同样，就像他的受苦一样呢，他也曾经在就他也曾经要求上帝呢能把这些苦难来挪去，就像是在马太福音26章39节说到。
Speaking of Jesus, he went on a little farther and bowed his face to the ground praying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine.
耶稣就往前走，匍匐在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思行。
So can we his people say that as we are to follow and imitate him? I think largely that's what it means to pick up your cross and follow him.
我们可以他的子民可以这么讲当我们愿意来跟随他而且要效法他的时候，我想主要的意思也就是背起我们的十字架来跟随主耶稣。
He was terribly beaten in his body when the officers in the palace of the high priest spit in his face and hit him with the palm of their hands. He did not threaten even his crucifiers with a future judgment.
他被惨痛的这个他的身体被惨痛的这个鞭打，而且那些那些大祭司宫里的这些士兵的官员们呢，他们甚至击打他的这个脸，用他们的这个手掌这个击打这个耶稣呢，但是耶稣呢他都没有也都没有咒诅这些击打他苦待他的人。
In fact, he prays to his Father for forgiveness of the sins of those that nailed him to the cross. We see in Luke 23:34a.
事实上，耶稣他还祷告他的天父来求他原谅他们的这个罪就像在路加福音二三章三四节上半节这么说到了。
Luke 23:34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing."
路加福音二三章三四上半节这么说到，当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Christ left the world an example of suffering for the sake of others, and throughout the Bible we're told the willingness to suffer is part of the Christian life.
耶稣给这个基督呢，给这个世界留下了一个受苦是为他人来受苦的一个榜样而且这个圣经呢这个说到愿意受苦的这个心智呢是我们基督徒生命中的一部分的。
So this brings us to the third reason. Jesus died so we can die to sin and live to righteousness. Now you can probably hear the echoes of the prophet Isaiah which I've been teaching with another group, is in Isaiah 53:5.
第三个这个理由呢，耶稣他的受死呢，所以我们能够向罪而死，能够向义而活。你也许知道啊，这个先知以赛亚啊，他回应啊这个上帝的这个话语这么说道啊，而且这段的这个啊这个经文呢，是我在和另外一个啊群来分享以赛亚书53:5的时候这么说到的。
So here speaking of the suffering servant, Isaiah 53:5, for he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so he could not be whole. He was whipped so he could be healed. We could be healed. Excuse me.
讲到这个受苦的这个仆人，就像在以赛亚书53:5这么说到。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
So this is where our healing comes from, and we have an everyday calling with a purpose, much like the eternal calling of Jesus, to see God's people all over the world healed.
这就是我们得医治的这个来源，也是我们每一天被呼召来学习像主耶稣一样主耶稣那永从上帝而来永恒的这个呼召呢来这个医治这个世界一样的这个脚步。
Christ suffered not for himself, for any of his sins, his own, but for the sins of others. How can it become sinful men to bear their sufferings patiently, though they may not be guilty with respect to the things for which they suffer.
耶稣基督的受苦并不是为他自己受苦，而且也更不是为他的自己所犯的这个罪而受苦，而是为了这个世人犯的罪而来受苦。人怎么可以在这个最终呢，仍然这个受苦的时候呢，仍然活在这个最终呢，虽然他们并不一定因着他们所受的这个苦而来被判刑的。
Jesus was the perfect example of righteousness. He showed us what perfect trust in God looks like. Jesus suffered the ultimate sacrifice to heal man's and women's souls.
耶稣呢，是一个公义的一个完美的一个典范。他向我们展示了真正的完美的这个信靠上帝应该看起来应该是怎么样做。耶稣他为了医治人的这个灵魂呢，他受到了终极的那份的痛苦。
So this passage is a straightforward call for suffering Christians to endure unjust treatment for their own peace and to be effective witnesses for Jesus. We should show and want to see the love of God poured out even on our worst enemies.
这段的这个讲章呢是很直接的告诉我们基督徒我们必须要忍受那些不公平的这个对待和那些不公平的这个对待我们必须要去忍受，而且呢也正代表了我们真正的 看到了主耶稣他为我们所做的这个例子。那我们现在呢，我们应该看到神给我们，神在我们身上的这个爱呢，也同样的我们应该在我们的这个敌人身上来表现出来。
So some concluding thoughts, as we see in verses 24 and 25, all of mankind were strained in ignorance and sin, but now have been given the opportunity to return to our true master and overseer for our good.
让我就最后这个总结呢，也就是在24到25节这边，所有的人类呢都离开了神而活在最终呢，但是现在呢我们给予了这个机会呢来向我们给予这个机会呢，来回到我们真正的这个主人家里。那也是这位主人呢也是我们的这个好的这个监督。
It seems some in the world reject that ideal, and I don't think we're meant to understand why. There was this famous story written in what was called the Invictus.
好像呢这个世界一直在拒绝了这样子的一个想法。我想呢，我们也不需要去完全的这个去深究它。但是呢这里有一个很著名的一个故事呢是关于是叫这个不屈不挠的故事。
And that story was the quote from one that said, I am the master of my fate and captain of my soul. This was a self-sufficient statement of not needing anything from God.
在这个故事里头呢，他说到了一句耳熟能详的这个话，就是我是命运的主人，我是这个灵魂的这个领航者。这是一句多么之大的这个宣言，完全的忽视了这个需要上帝的这个。
For believers, God wants us to know that He not only wanted to save us, but wanted us healthy people who live in truth and under His lordship as the lover and keeper of our souls.
对我们信徒来讲呢，上帝呢，他愿意我们，他不仅仅是要来救我们，而且要让我们成为一个健康，能够活在这个真理，而且在他的这个为主人的这个底下呢，我们活出一个健康的一个生活。就好像因为他就是那位我们灵魂里头的这个爱护者和这个保护者、维护者一样。
As Christians, we're called to love all people, let God sort them out. We're not called to judge or condemn people as lost from our perspective.
身为基督徒呢，我们是被呼召来爱人的。那至于其他的事情，上帝会照管他们的。我们并不是来被呼召来审判，或者按照我们自己的这个心意呢来审判、来谴责世人的。
So Peter encouraged those exiles in the region of Turkey, and I think us as well, to extend grace even to many that were persecuting them, so as to exemplify the glory of God and His gospel.
彼得勉励这些在被放逐到土耳其地带的这些信徒们呢把上帝把这个恩典呢施行到他们这些 审判他们的人，这正是一个能够荣耀上帝，而且是这个传扬上帝福音的一个绝好的这个例子。
We may show this especially at times when we feel unjustly treated, willing to suffer that for the sake of the gospel to all peoples and nations.
特别是当我们被不公正的来对待的时候呢，那我们仍然愿意来忍受这样子的痛苦，为着这个福音的缘故呢，能对这个所有的人和这个世上的这个国家来做，这是讨神喜悦的。
As one with a new life in Christ, we're no longer live with hatred for others for their mistreatment, but rather show them the grace of God.
在基督里的这个新生命呢，我们不再因着被不公平的这个对待呢，而来恨这些世人，反而呢，我们能够在他们面前呢，来展示上帝的恩典。
As God's people, we're not to live the kind of life that considers ourselves a victim, but rather a victor because what Jesus has done for us.
成为上帝的子民呢，我们不应该活得像是受害者的一般的这个奴隶一样，相反的呢，我们应该活出一个像胜利者一样的这个这个生命出来，因为耶稣已经为我们做了成就了一切。
Christians need to extend grace to all the worldly nations as was intended use of God's chosen people from the beginning of choosing them.
基督徒呢，应该把这样的恩典能够扩展到这个世界各地去，就像上帝他在创世之初呢，拣选了我们，他的这个去做，去传扬他的这个美好的旨意一样的，就像当初这个上帝他创造我们要去做的这个美好的旨意，我们展现出来。
Let's pray together.
好，让我们低头祷告。
Father, we must admit, if we're honest, that sometimes some things from your word are a little harder to understand. Some things are a little harder to follow as we walk with you. But that's why you tell us that we can grow in Christ, we can know Him better and better. We do pray that we see Him more clearly every day and that we follow Him more nearly as we go through life. We just thank you that you've given us your word, you've revealed your heart to our hearts, and you've given us a new heart. So we pray that we will use that, whether it's here with our local neighbors or those in other parts of this country or those across the oceans and to the many places of the world. We will not harbor or allow hatred to be in our heart for other people, but the love that you put there to be for them and to pray for their salvation and for the gospel to come to all men. Thank you that in Jesus' name, amen.